Discover beauty and freedom on the French side of Geneva. Discover the Pays de Gex.
And joined today with Jan from the Pays de Gex tourist office. Jan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jan. So how's it all going with you on the other side of the border in the Pays de Gex? All looking good. The weather is going to be great today as well, isn't it?
The weather has been absolutely awesome. It's it's the été indien, as we say in French. It's the beautiful pre-fall that we have, and it's actually a pleasure to be able to discover all the all the things that we have to do in the destination in the fall.
Well, exactly, because you are sort of like looking ahead a bit. Most of us are actually thinking, what happened to the summer? But you are looking ahead to fall or autumn. So what sort of things have you got lined up in the Pays de Gex for the next season?
So in the fall, we have a number of events that are, they're taking place. I mean, we still have music festivals that are going on right now. We've got a gastronomy festival that's going to be taking place in October. So there's a lot of activity, organized activities. And then there's the unorganized activities in nature. We've got many walking itineraries and biking itineraries for you to get out and, start to see the fall colors. I mean, we're not there yet. I would say, a couple more weeks, we'll start having, that beautiful fall foliage that makes a discovery up in the Jura part of the destination, the Mont Jura, that makes it absolutely incredible.
But you've got, for people who actually do want to get out and about in the Pays de Gex and either take a walk or go for a bike ride, you've got all the ways, different routes and the best ways to get there and how best to make, get out there and explore.
So we have an app called Outdoor Active. So it's right. Available on our website, and you can also download it. And it's for the whole department of the AIN department, A-I-N, the AIN department. And it's called Outdoor. And on there, you have hundreds of itineraries all throughout the destination that give you the elevation, that give you the difficulty, all the points of interest, things to see and do along the way. And it's a GPS system. So you don't need a Wi-Fi or cell service for it to function. Once you have it downloaded on your phone, you can just go really into the middle of nature and be able to follow your itinerary as long as you have line of sight of the satellites.
Okay, so as long as you've got your GPS going, it makes sure you won't get lost. And also, you have no nasty surprises of a very steep hill. You suddenly have to cycle up.
Exactly.
That's always the best thing. Okay, so that's all. Yeah, and just remind us again of the app. Where do people go to get that and download it?
So they can go on our website, Pays de Gex /Mont Jura, MONTSJura.com. And all of the, if they go on to the itineraries page, all of them are there. And then if they go to Outdoor, A-I-N, Outdoor, they type that onto their app store, they will find the app and they can download it as well.
Okay. All right. We'll check it out. Now, actually, yeah, and also looking ahead to what's going on there, you're putting together a Halloween event in the Four Le Clues, which is actually on October 30th. That's a Saturday. So just
that
before that. But there's going to be a number of little things. Now, more details will come out about this later on. But you're looking for people who actually might want to get involved a little bit more and help out. So what sort of people are you looking for here?
So we're looking for people, we're looking for volunteers that are willing to join our team, our professional team, to help organize this event. We expect to welcome over 1,200 families with children during the evening part of the event. And then we're going to have about 400 people for the adult celebration. So because of sanitary restrictions, we're limited to 400 people per block of time. So right. We're going to have three, we'll call them showings, that will take place at 5 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. And these are really oriented for families with kids. So we're looking for people that, are going to help us, organize, that are going to dress up, that are going to give out candy. It's going to be really, really a fun event. And, we're looking for people. And because your audience, I think, is maybe a little bit more culturally sensitive to Halloween and the fun and trick-or-treating and all of that, I figured, you know, that I would do a shout-out and see if we could get some volunteers.
Okay, so if you're interested in that, drop us a line here at the WRS and we'll put you together. So just drop us a line at studio@worldradio.ch. If you're interested in volunteering for that, that'll be on Saturday, October the 30th. And if you do that, there's, like I said, there's some, as Jan was saying, some kid events, but then something slightly more grown up in the evening, which you could be then free to enjoy. So if you fancy getting involved with that, just drop us a line, studio@worldradio.ch. And of course, Jan will be a bit more open about what all that will entail later on and slightly closer to the time, won't we?
We've got a lot of great surprises in store, and yeah, as soon as we have the details, you will be the first to know. You'll hear it first on WRS.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you very much indeed. That was Jan there from the Pays des Gex Tourist Office. Like I say, if you're interested in helping out for that Halloween celebration, the Fall of Clues, October 30th, drop us a line, studio@worldradio.ch. You'll get more information. But remember, you can download that app, and I'm going to put all that information on how to get that app on our website shortly. Okay, it's now 9:22.
From the shores of Lake Geneva to the Jura Mountains, discover the Pays des Gex. Visit paysdegex-montjura.com.